Diary of a Town is not a rewriting of Sherwood Anderson's volume of connected stories, Winesburg, Ohio, but the similarities are a good place to begin. Winesburg, one of the first documents of modern literature in America, was comprised of 22 stories with a recurring central character, George Willard. Even before Mayberry, before Happy Days, before Disney, the small town had been held in the American imagination as a kind of Eden, with no urban filth or crime. The houses have big porches. The happy, freckled children play on rope swings. It was heaven. Anderson, in 1919, pulled back the curtain on this fraud. Life in small towns is claustrophobic, narrow, everyone knows your business, and nonconformity is barely tolerated. Young people feel a powerful urge to get out, to live freer lives elsewhere. A small town proceeds peacefully enough in times of prosperity, allowing a certain live-and-let-live attitude. But in McKean's 12 stories, set between 1971 and 2015, in Ganego, Pennsylvania, the citizens' lives become more and more stressful. The huge mill along the river, which had employed nearly everyone, either directly or indirectly, shrinks in size, falters, closes. In innumerable ways, the town is becoming ugly. Marriages move from tense to violent. There is an increase in child abuse. Most of the stores are boarded up, but the taverns still do steady business. There is more crime, mostly desperate and petty. A home health care worker steals from her client, an old man. A grocery clerk steals steaks. But some few fight the good fight for art, for beauty. Julie Neymar, who had attempted to escape Ganego for a career as a dancer in New York, now runs a failing little dance studio. There is no extra money among the mill workers for a frill like their 7-year-old daughter's ballet lessons. Quote, she had worked with them as raw material to be shaped into creatures of grace, end quote. It's too late for her to attempt escape again, but she helps a tormented teenage girl to get out of town. The jeweler, Max Fishman, is holding on, but just barely. A thief commits a smash and grab at his store. The policeman is scornful. Even though Max knows he should put all valuables in the safe at night, he leaves valuable merchandise in his shop window. He thinks, how to tell people, how to describe it, the joy of seeing a shop window at night, snow falling perhaps, a display ablaze with color and light, watches and rings and bracelets and brass clocks. These beautiful objects of civilization, things revered ever since human beings became aware of adornment. Toddy Wolding is doing his best to keep theater alive in Ganego. He directs plays, stars in them, builds the sets. Effeminate, bisexual, and a secret crossdresser, in a town in which there can be no secrets, he endures ridicule, but has been heroic in his self-sacrifice, staying in Ganego to raise Shelley, his little sister, after they were orphaned. When Toddy dies from a fall, she has to go through his place and dispose of his wardrobe. Toddy was a size 7. McKean's readers will be reminded of a nonfiction study of this same American problem, Hillbilly Elegy by J.D. Vance. As with Vance's book, there is little joy or laughter to report in Ganego, Pennsylvania, this Rust Belt Winesburg. But the stories have power. The characters are real, and their struggles to retain some small amount of grace under enormous pressure stick with you.